Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one in whom we can take heart in. Amen. This morning, you're going to see one of the most unique and unusual things in just verse 1 of our text. It's not just unusual for the Gospel of Luke, but it's also unique for the entire New Testament and even that of the Old Testament. It's very rare when a biblical author tells you the point of the passage right up front. And that's what Luke does this morning. He tells us the point of the parable before Jesus even speaks a word. In verse 1, Luke writes, "And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart." It is strange that Luke tells us the point of the parable right at the beginning, but he does so for a very good reason. He knows your life. He knows that you have problems, temptations, and struggles that cause you to lose heart in your Savior and that may tempt to lead you away from praying. Luke tells us the point of the parable right up front so that we get and understand this point, that through Christ we can always pray and not lose heart. He can't stress this point enough, for it seems that we often do the opposite. So to teach this point, Jesus tells us this parable. In this parable, there are two characters, or pair. There is the widow, and there is the judge. And this widow has a problem. We don't know what her problem is specifically, but she is asking for justice against her adversary. Her status, though, as a widow, doesn't make this injustice any easier. Being a widow in the ancient world was a tough fate. It meant you had no protector or caretaker for someone to look out for. You had to support yourself. There was no social security benefits or life insurance policies back then to help either. It would also be tough to get a job in a man's world. She has no one to help her with this injustice. And unfortunately, her problem only gets worse. The judge that she can bring her problem to doesn't fear God, and he doesn't respect man. He doesn't fear the higher power above him, and he doesn't respect the lower powers below him. He doesn't care what anyone thinks, and he'll do whatever he wants. He has no shame in his actions or in how he deals with other people. And yet, this is the person she has to bring her injustice to. Her situation doesn't look good, and in fact, you can say it looks quite hopeless. If he doesn't fear God, and if he doesn't fear man, he certainly won't fear this unimportant little old widow. And he doesn't. He refuses to give her justice. What an injustice. However, the dire and hopeless situation of the widow is not too far off from our own lives. So we too can be in a situation similar to her. Some of us may feel that we might not have a protector, a helper, someone to watch out for our well-being, like the widow. As spouses, as parents, or caretakers, or children, we may often think, who will look out for me? I'm always looking out and helping out for others. Who's got my back? Who has my interests in mind? We may not be able to go to our parents. We may be single, we may feel alone, or have a relationship on the rocks. We feel we may have no one to go to. It's not uncommon for us to feel like no one watches over us, cares for us, or protects us. We can lose heart at that. But that's not our only similarity with her. There are many instances in our lives when we call out for justice and for what is right. We seem to be wronged on a daily basis. We might be overcharged with the things that we buy. We may be underpaid at work, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. We may be teased for how we look, or we may be persecuted for our Christian faith. We may see the evil and wicked get ahead in life, but yet we, as people who follow God's word, are just struggling to get by. We long for justice. We want what is right, but it gets worse. Sometimes we have to wait and bear our burdens like this widow did. We sometimes have to wait for God to act, and we may suffer and be in anguish as we do. we may pour out our hearts to God, but we may still have that disease or sickness. We may cry out to God to help us with those problems that keep us up at night, but yet when we wake up in the morning, that problem is still there right before us, right in front of our faces. Like the widow in our story, sometimes we have to wait. And we may struggle with it. With all these things burdening us, it can certainly be easy to lose heart. It can be easy to forget to pray or to not even want to. But let's go back to our story and see what happens to the widow. There's actually a surprising turn of events. The woman's persistence pays off, and the judge changes his mind. He says, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down with her continual coming." Her hopeless situation now has rays of hope beaming before her. The most unlikely of characters, the most unlikely of people, grants and answers this widow's plea for justice. Problem solved. But what does that mean for our own lives? What does that mean for our problems and our own situations? Do you remember the beginning of the sermon? Hopefully, right? Do you remember that point that Luke wanted to make? Jesus said this, that so that through him we may always pray and not lose heart. Listen to what our Lord says at the end of the parable. He says, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them?" The unrighteous judge gave the widow justice. Won't God, who is loving and good, give us, his chosen people, an answer to our prayers? Will he actually ignore us? Of course not. The cross shows God's greatest example of his care for us. It shows the greatest example of him acting for us. Christ poured out his heart and his life on the cross for you and for me, so that we don't lose heart. His death for us makes us right and forgiven with our Father. His death in our place allows us to be his children, whom he loves, cares, and protects. His resurrection shows that we can take heart in our Lord because he has defeated sin, death, the devil, and the world, and he's overcome everything in it. It confirms we are his children. As a result of what he's done for us, we can go to him in prayer because he hears us as his children. Through baptism, we've received the Holy Spirit who helps us to pray, who teaches us to pray. And as our loving Father, God will answer our prayers and will act in the way that is best for us and Jesus, although we may not always see or understand it. It's like when a parent or a grandparent refuses to let their grandchild or children have pixie sticks before going to bed. The parents will say, "No, don't eat that. You'll be up all night." They're doing it for their good. Although the child may not see that. They may pout and be upset and angry at the parent for withholding it. But it was done for their good. Hopefully the child can see that as they get older. And it's the same for us with God. As his children whom Christ died for, he always acts for our good in Jesus. We can bring our prayers and petitions to him, knowing that he will do what is best for us. How can we take heart? How can we lose heart at knowing that? But his benefits as a father are not limited to just prayer. Like any good parent, they watch over and protect their children. And God does the same for us. He is our protector and caregiver because of what Christ has done for us. Our Heavenly Father takes care of his own. We don't always know what that entails, but God is good, and he doesn't break his promises. He also gives us justice. He is the one who gives us justice in due time. He is the one who avenges us when we are wronged. Whether that leads those who wronged us to repentance or to God's judgment, that's his call. But we can take heart and comfort in the fact knowing that he doesn't let our pleas for justice go unheard. And so he finishes it all by saying, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" With his last question, Jesus urges us to faithfulness. Life is tough, and we will struggle. I know that, you know that, Luke knows that, Jesus knows that. But it is through Christ that we are sustained, and preserved in our waiting for Him, and in our waiting for Him to act. For it is through Jesus that we can apply and understand Luke's main point, that through Jesus we can always pray and not lose heart. In His name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one in whom we can take hope and heart in. Amen.